The trading pits at the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange have always been potent symbols of American capitalism. Like Chicago itself, they were rough-and-tumble places. You had to be made of stern stuff to wade into the crowded pits and bark out orders for commodities like hogs, cattle, corn, and soybeans. Well, in the last quarter-century, futures trading has undergone a revolution, as NPR's Sonari Glinton saw firsthand.
I'm standing on the floor of the historic Chicago Board of Trade. It's the middle of the trading day, and I'm looking down into the corn options pit. Now, what's interesting about this pit in this day is that we're in the middle of an historic drought. And normally, when there's a drought or there are extremes in weather, this is where all the activity would be. But now, today, it's relatively quiet.
The volume as far as yelling and screaming was much, much louder. It was, you almost couldn't hear yourself think.
Scott Shellady trades at the CME Group on the floor of the Chicago Board of Trade. Shellady is referring to the 80s when he came to work on the floor. Just to give you an idea of how loud it was, let me play you a piece of tape. That's from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. When Ferris and his friends visit the Mercantile Exchange, notice the difference? Shellady says the movie gets it right. It was barely controlled chaos on the floors.
1988, both of those pits, all of those pits, would have been teeming with people, much to the point where I would leave at the end of a day and I would have the sweat from the back of the man in front of me on my chest. And the sweat from my back on the chest of the guy standing behind me. That's how tight we were. We had to hold our hands over our head.
Now there are fewer traders, there's less clerical staff. There used to be runners picking up papers. Traders would carry big books, lots and lots of paper. Now the most popular way to get information is with tablet computers. Shellady says things now are more civilized.
It was like a stadium. And when I would come through those two double doors, that was like coming out of the locker room. And you take your position on the field. It's very, very competitively athletic.
And now it seems like this doesn't seem athletic right now.
No, and I'll tell you the biggest changes, which no one really talk about, is the fact that back then, you would be recruited because you were 6'6 and had long arms and had a big voice. The type of trader has changed. So now we've got more slight, more academic, smarter kids from MIT and Harvard and Yale, when we used to have football players from Illinois and Michigan and Notre Dame.
The Chicago Board of Trade and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the two biggest exchanges in Chicago, merged a few years back. They formed the CME Group and operated out of the old Board of Trade building. A lot of the trading has left the pits and gone electronic. Trading volume, though, has gone way up in recent years. And many have predicted computerization would mean the demise of open outcry trading in Chicago. Shellady says there's still some expertise that's in the heads of traders you still need. He says there's some things you just can't do on a computer screen. Yeah.
I want to buy this, sell this, buy this, buy this, sell this, sell this, buy this. All different strikes, all different derivatives, and you want to package it as one. That's really hard to emulate on the screen. But voice to voice down here looking at people, it's much easier to get it done that way. So you'll find a lot of those things are still done open outcry. And the easy stuff, like I just want to buy 1,000 of these, you'll find that stuff goes to the screen.
If you look around on this floor and you ask the traders when open outcry is going to go away, some would say never. Some would say 5 years from now. They've been saying 5 years from now for over 20 years. From the floor of the historic Chicago Board of Trade, Sonari Glinton, NPR News.